Well, friends, this is Russ Dizdar, and it's now January the 25th, Monday night, 6 p.m. Listen, this is an hour. Supernatural, maybe in your life tonight, there will be some kind of, occurrence. God is reaching out to every single heart, every single life around the world. God is very busy. Listen, there's a mission going on because there's a great conflict going on all around the world right now. And we're part of it. We're right in the middle of it, and we want to be involved in, listen, the great thing is to be on the right side, the side of heaven, the side of the King of heaven, the side of, listen, the God of creation and redemption. Again, for the newcomers tonight, this voice, Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and want to welcome you to January the 25th, Monday night, after the big lose, or win, depending on how you look at it, down there in New Orleans. Favre showed tremendous battle, but in the end, they lose in overtime. And the the conflict in the dome down there, the physical conflict of a football team, and listen, this is about skill and strategy and outplaying the other. But as you watch the football games all around going on, and Super Bowl coming up pretty soon, there are, listen, literally thousands upon thousands of spiritual battles going on all over. There's really two sides to this enormous battle. And, there's a Super Bowl coming. It's called Armageddon. And it's the end of evil, the end of the radical stuff. Listen, most everybody wants to get rid of the radically evil things around us. But question is, do you want God to do it? And there is, in this week's series that we're going to do, listen, this is the beginning of this week, January 25th to January 29th. And I'm going to tell you now that the topic title is, why even talk about the last days? Why even talk about the last days? And are we in them? Are we in them? So Monday night's title is called Eschatos. We're going to use the Greek word referring to last things. The search for the last days, you can feel it in the air. That's tonight, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Title is Sources of Eschatos, or the Last Days, and Predictions of the End of Days. Wednesday night, 6 p.m., looking at fulfilled prophetic revelation. It's amazing. Friday night, looking at some of those yet to be fulfilled, and it's coming. So please join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m., and then on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., survivedthrive.net. Listen, glad that you are here. If you're brand new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar, and the website that'll give you information, and listen, many hundreds of MP3s, 31 Days Ablaze devotional writings, a brand new newsletter that's out this week, coming out this week right now. Today, actually, it's going out. And if you want the newsletter, just go to shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see how to get that. We'll have it sent to you email-wise. So we're sending it out today. It's the preempter. And it is packed with information about two things, the upcoming conferences. One of those is in St. Louis. All those who can come to St. Louis, April the 9th and the 10th. The title of it is Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. The speakers are Tony Cal, Dr. Mary Jo Schneller, Dr. Gregory Reed, and myself. So we hope you can come. If you go to the newsletter or to the website, you can get a PDF flyer to download. Second conference already set up, and there's some additions to this conference now. It's going to look really, really great. Last Days Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. This is April the 23rd, 24th. The speakers are Russ Dizdar, Lynn Marzulli, Mike Bennett from Futurequake, Guy Malone from Roswell, Tom Bionic, Chris White. And there is a link, www.last-days.net, and you'll find out all the information there. PDF flyer also. We've been given an invitation to come to Upper Michigan for later in March. We're going to put information of that up later. And we've been asked, can we do one in Canton, Ohio? So we're going to take a look at the possibility of doing a conference in Canton, Ohio also. So we're looking forward. Listen to the new newsletter up. We'll tell you about some of the newest, broadcasts that we do. On February the 3rd in the evening, we're going to be on live with Pastor Butch Paul. Many of you know him. We've been on with Lynn Marzulli last week, Acceleration Radio, Dr. Stan Monteith. And so you can go there to get some of the archives of those, some of the podcasts we've just put out, and information also on the conferences and some of the events that we will be doing. In the next 6 months, actually. Got a lot of things that we're going to bring your way. If you'd like a conference in your area, we can hook you up with Tom Dunn. He's kind of setting up the one in Nashville, and he's done a great job here in the Mansfield area also. So, glad to have you tonight. Listen, we're talking about, why even talk about the last days? And are we living in them? Well, let me tell you something. It's more than just the concept of the last days. Let me mention to you before we even dig into this. I'm looking right now where the United Nations are now estimating that 1 million people are looking for shelter in Haiti. And I know that we're involved with on-the-ground people there that not only can help house and feed and care and do medical, but will preach the gospel also. So we're involved in that way down in Haiti right now, and we just need to keep them in prayer and see what we can do to help them out. We need to look around here in Hartville, Ohio. I live just a little ways away. My wife works there. We spend our time shopping and banking up there. Well, they had a bank robber. The FBI is seeking a suspect. Maybe in Maslin, in Hartville, where he just struck. So we do pray they'll catch the fella that is making withdrawals, but in the wrong way, right? Tonight on Monday night's show, we're going to talk about, eschatos. This is the idea of the last things, the last and final things. You know, some people look at the history as cyclical. It's going around in circles. And I think that, again, that comes from a spiritual point of view, actually. It's, again, I would say finite, fallen spirits that would give a different view of reality. And so we are actually living in linear history, in which not only the tick of the clock goes by, we've already run 10 minutes here in this one-hour show, and we can't go back and get them. Sunday night we did a two-hour live program. You can get the archives, but it was on carving out your future and dealing with the concepts of, the coming world future and our personal future and planning and doing what's important to remembering our limitations, that we're mortal. And listen, what does God have to say and what can God do that can make our life count? That was Sunday night's late night show. And we'll probably touch on some of those themes this week, because in dealing with the end of days, the end of days, eschatos or eschatology, last things. This is where we now realize more than ever. And I guess years ago, I used to say millions and millions of individuals. I mean, they're into it. They're thinking about it. Conspiracy, the events, they're alarmed. 9/11, you know, catastrophes in the world. Katrina, and now look at Haiti. And listen, we know that there are earth changes. We know that there are predictions coming from all kinds of sources. And every single source is speaking about catastrophe, the end of days. Look at the movies. Look at the stuff. Even the new movie, now I haven't gone to see it, but the new movie called The Book of Eli, and obviously it deals with the end of days. So many of them do, the new movie out called Legion. And so when you look at the movies, whether they are movies about alien contact, they can be about 2012. Look at the devastating pictures we are getting when it comes to impact. I mean, the movies, you know what they are? That's what's on the minds and hearts of individuals. You've got to understand, as directors are making movies, you know, years and years and years ago, I read in Francis Schaeffer, the great theologian, taught his students presuppositional analysis to analyze culture, to see what the news reports and the books and the poets and the musicians and the artists and the movie makers are trying to say. Now, some are trying to persuade us with their views. Others are literally giving evidence of what is on the minds and the hearts, and I'm going to say now, billions of individuals worldwide. That would include you. Listen, all through Europe and England, Canada, United States, all around the world, there's concept. There is a search for information on the end of days. In the last 5-10 years, but in the last 5 years, in a very public way, the remote viewers have been, projecting out and or getting the data downloaded to them concerning future events. We have occult streams, old ancient prophetic streams. We have the writers that were the founders of the New Age movement. We have prophecies that are being given by alien or extra dimensional presence. And so from every single direction, we seem to be getting information that's talking about the future. Now, overall, and I've written this in the book we put out, that all these streams do agree in one sense. Great catastrophe is coming. Great chaos and anarchy is coming. And then right after that, the rise of a new order. There are some that, guided by the Ascended Masters, the Cosmic Riders, these spirit beings, they're revealed in Ephesians chapter 6 in the heavenly realms, and they are communicating as never before. Now listen, this is very important for what I'm about to tell you, because the Spirit of God, the infinite Spirit of God, has revealed, has given data, revelation, information. The Bible is packed with past prophetic declaration that has been fulfilled and prophetic declaration that is yet to be fulfilled. And we are going to take a look in these 4 nights into this prophetic revelation that the Spirit of God has given. Now, there are many spirits giving all kinds of predictions, and I'm going to call it counterfeit prophecy. I'm going to tell you that right now, it was predicted 2,000 years ago that a vast ramping up of, of the dark side seeking humanity in every kind of spiritual, well, or conceivable way, events, experiences, engagement, voices, vision, channeling, all kinds of things are occurring, and there is an unprecedented ramping up of what the spirits, now when I say spirits, I mean the fallen ones, finite, that are operating in this sequence of satanic evolution. And there is a sequence to the satanic evolution. You're not going to find it written about anywhere else, really, other than where the Spirit of God has painted the picture. And if you can get the prophetic revelation down and understand, you will have a cutting edge heads up concerning what's going on in the world around us. Now, let me tell you about this information. Now, I've been keeping an eye on this, and I'm going to keep an eye on this till the very end of the study called Project Sophia. the Sophia Project, the University of Arizona is putting it on. Dr., listen, Gary Schwartz. Now, the purpose and objectives, I'm just going to literally quote to you off their website. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this involves the end of days issues, eschatos. This involves, on the one side, the spiritual battle that brings an incredible amount of experiences, events, engagement, speaking, and supernatural events that run contrary to what God, the Spirit of God, has painted the picture of the end of days. So I want you to know right now, for millions of people around the world, millions literally, are engaging experiences. They're being pursued. They've opened doors. Maybe you're one of them. For the psychics and the remote viewers and the automatic writers and those who are getting voice to skull information from what you would consider as an alien. Now, this project out of the University of Arizona, the Sophia Project, I'm quoting right now where it says, purpose and objectives, quote, the purpose of this study is to investigate the experiences of people who claim to channel or communicate with deceased people, spirit guides, angels, otherworldly entities, extraterrestrials, and or a universal intelligence slash God. The ultimate objective is to investigate if these communications can be validated under controlled conditions. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, if you ask me. And I have a great heart for the remote viewers and the thousands that are involved. Now listen, most Christians don't realize the entire remote viewer projects out of the military, Ingo Swann, the old version of the psychics and astral projection, and how this has been sanitized, and there's a technology, but it's very similar, because contrary to what Edgar Mitchell said in Roswell when I was there years ago, that it's not just a human endeavor, that it involves the human mind and perception and discernment, and all of us have perception and discernment that can go so far. We have we're hardwired for spiritual capacity. We're hardwired to perceive. That's the way God made us. But that hardwiring within us, in the human construct, is to perceive God and experience God and to be able to fellowship with God. There is something contrary out there that has engaged the mind, the heart, and the spiritual hardwiring inside the human construct. Some of you listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. We know that Luciferians and those who do reconnaissance on every single show and every single thing we do are out there. And they write us, and we like to engage, and we're glad that you're out in the open carpet. I mean, not in front of all the people, maybe not even in front of me. But you've got to remember that the Word of God says in Hebrews that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. So we're talking about the omniscience of God, the omnipresence. We've done this in some of the shows in the last number of weeks. There's a vast, vast difference when you understand that God is immaterial, infinite, immortal, invisible, but also the God that made Himself visible in human flesh, and for a reason. And I want to tell you again, the greatest spiritual explosion event, experience, occurrence, and engagement in human history can be found at the old rugged cross, where Christ was crucified. Blood is involved, the sufferings involved, prophecies involved, God in His agenda is involved, Satan in his agenda is involved. It goes all the way back thousands of years to to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the first prophetic utterance in Scripture. Oh, and it's all about, in a fallen, ragged edge of a world that we live in, about what's going to occur. And if you do not understand the spiritual battle going on, if you're a politician, a military man or woman, if you're engaged in the economic realm and the environmental causes, and you are embracing globalism, let me tell you something right now, that you may not understand that globalism, from its inception, from its inspiration, from its birth, is birthed, empowered, guided, directed by a deep, broad, powerful spiritual force. That force is revealed in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. The energy behind the Akashic Records, the energy behind the field, the energy behind globalism, the ideology, the vision, the seemingly voice-to-skull given technologies, the energy, all that energy, remote viewers, listen, all that energy, all that data is connected to entities. Entity. Yes, right. Non-human intelligences, as, Jim Mars has called it. Extra-dimensional presence, or entity, as we've called it. In Ephesians 2, listen, we are now speaking about the uncreated, infinite Spirit of God, called the Eternal Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, and His language, His record or revelation of who's behind all of it is found in Ephesians chapter 2. The prince, Greek word ruler, of the power, Greek word domain, of the air, Greek word eros, referring to the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth, that field around the earth, an actual presence that encircles the globe. Many people are tapping into it and researching it. As a matter of fact, those that are in the Sophia Project from the University of Arizona, those that are channeling or communicating with deceased people, dead people, you know, not only just I see dead people, but they say that they are listening to dead people. Really. Spirit guides, angels, whatever else, listen. You can track their didache. You can track their teaching. You can track what it is they're communicating, and that gives evidence to the source. The prince of the power of the eros, the spirit, who is now, Greek word, operative or supernaturally operative, who is now at work, well, in I'm going to say right now, in millions of lives. And specifically in those who have been willing to receive the spiritual experience, voice, vision, engagement, or willing to tap in, or literally allow that spiritual energy force to tap into you. And I'm going to say again, this is something to mark down and remember very carefully. Behind the sense of spiritual energy, behind the sense of that energy that's being detected, it simply is emanating from actual entities. See, that energy is bringing communication, experience, and bringing information, literally didache teaching. I'm going to tell you right now, whether you go to old ancient prophecies like the Mayans, or if you go to occult writers like Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, who, by the way, has, by the guidance of an ascended master dictating in and through her, has brought out writings on the end of days. New Agers, by the millions upon millions, have been given communication and teaching about the end of days. 2012ers do. Those who are techs out there, listen, those of you who are really into tech, you know about the WebBot Project. about the millions of bytes of information in the World Wide Web and the sense of communication or the emotional language they've been talking about that communicates massive, massive, massive consideration, communication, and engagement on last things is on the minds and hearts of people. It's at the top of the list of considerations of engagement of what people are seeking and searching and looking to. You know why? You can feel it in the air. And I've said that again. And tonight's study and show here Monday night is eschatos, the search for the last days. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the air. And I've heard I've heard talk show hosts and commentators on this subject and conspiracy teachers and books included that all say this very same thing. You can feel it in the air. You can sense it. That's what the Webbot project is all about. And there's a number of other kind of, they're kind of a technological way of researching the feeling, the sense. It's like it's trying to feel the consciousness of humanity. Well, the consciousness of humanity is screaming out, we fear that we are in the last days. We fear that catastrophic and horrific events are coming. We are worried about what's going to happen. Life, death, heaven, hell, Antichrist, and the end of days. So we want to come now and bring some of the information, the data that the Spirit of God has given. Listen, if millions of you are going to listen to data coming down or out to the human race, if you're going to make sense of it when you study it and look for the evidences of the source of the information, pretty soon you're going to find that ultimately there are two sources prophetic revelation. And behind that prophetic revelation, there's agenda, there's a mission, there's something going on. And I'm going to say again that there is a massive spiritual ramping up. It's been predicted. It is occurring. It is we're past the time of the frog and the kettle approach to all of this. I think humanity has been so blinded. And I think that literally millions of Christians, unaided by a deep study of biblical prophetic revelation, have no idea of all that's... I mean, they feel the same thing, but they're not able to communicate clearly because they don't have a deep, deep knowledge of the Spirit of God's content when it comes to prophetic revelation. By the way, the 31 Days of Blaze that we've been doing, we'll catch up with this by tomorrow, but I think we've got about 20 of those out there for the month of January. And it's all about prophetic writings that they're screaming. It's a heads up from 2,000 years ago, 2,600 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Prophetic revelation and expectation, purifying us, leads us to repentance, the spirit of Antichrist, seducing spirits. So you can get a hold of that. It has 21 days of miniature, insights, 10 to 20 minutes, and we'll put up the rest and we'll have 31 days. But it's all about, and the title for January is, the hour is late, 2010 and beyond, 31 days of prophetic insight for January. And so you can get that, and we'll update it by tomorrow, and we'll be up to the 26th of the month. January is going by fast, by the way. Once again, if you're brand new to us, this is Russ Dizdar. The website for anybody that wants to get, listen, hundreds of free MP3s, and also the course, Believers in Christ should get a hold of the course, and it's free, called Confronting the Powers. It's all there on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Hope we have a lot of content for you. We're just simply trying to do our part in all of this. I make the confession without shame whatsoever. The Spirit of God guides and compels me. That's why I am here. There is a love. There is a living, personal God. God is awesome, and God is, well, if you don't know him, he is seeking you. He's searching for you, and he may have arranged that you listen live right now. Maybe you're listening to the archives later on, and it may be the arrangement of God. If you don't know God, there is a way to come to know God right now and to know God truly, experientially, to grow in that personal, experiential knowledge and walk, and then to realize the gift of indestructible immortality is given to you, and that you will see God face to face. There is infallible, assurance to what I'm talking about, and it's found, as I've said in the beginning, in that old rugged cross, or at that old rugged cross, Christ. If you're saved and you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, listen, the prophetic writings that flow from a finite source in every single case will try to present to you a fake Jesus Christ that has been de-deified, and the power of his saving act and gift of eternal life has been stripped. You don't want that. New Agers, you don't want that. Psychics, you don't want that. Remote viewers, you don't want that. 2012ers, you don't want that. Old occultists, you don't want that. Why not listen to the Spirit of God? Read the writings that have been laid out that, they, on a human scale, are beyond any other type of ancient writings. Truly they are. The facts are in. But on a spiritual basis, the source, again, the Spirit of Truth, God, the Holy Spirit. Now listen, if you're listening tonight, and the title here, The Search, well, listen, let me mention four things real quick about The Search. And I'm going to tell you right now, listen, if you want to, you can send a note in. Tell me whether you agree or disagree. You can look at Shatter. Listen, send it to Shatter. Xmail, Shatterxmail, Shatterxmail, at sbcglobal.net, sbcglobal.net. And you can let me know whether or not you are, engaged, or you have a question, or whether you agree or not. I'm going to say that I think that it's no longer millions, but literally billions can feel it in the air. Something's coming. And that there is really a push on the one side for some kind of new order, globalism, obviously. There is an urgent, urgent, passionate message that was written 3,000 years ago that needs to be spoken to politicians and military leaders, Psalm 2. And there's a great body of information given that brings an accurate picture of detailed future human history. You can't change it. Well, let me say why we're going to deal with this. Four reasons why we're dealing with this week. Number one, there is so much talk about it. There is so much talk about it. On the web, everywhere, talk shows, conspiracy sites, there is so much books and in the literature and in the movies that are being made. It's an incredible thing. So much talk about it out there. Number two, literally, I believe this is true. You can feel it in the air. You can really sense it. We, with our human capacities of discernment, of perception, of again, I'm going to say that God hardwired us to be spiritually discerning and perceptive, and the hardwire that we have, when Christ comes into our life and gives us the Spirit of God, we are lit up from the inside out to be able to perceive and to know. And as we get a deep level of content of that biblical revelation, of the Spirit of God's language and content, teaching, that fuels our ability to discern and perceive. So Christians, I'm talking to real believers in Christ, why do we not, you know, deeply study every single ounce of biblical instruction or literally prophetic revelation? I mean, it's one thing to say you know the Savior, one thing you want to read about prayer, one thing you want to know about you're going to go to heaven. That's all there. The content is there. The great promises and the assurance of God, it's all there. But there is massive, massive information concerning, well, the days that we are living in. We're living right now. I'm going to tell you, we're living in fulfilled prophecy right now. If the Antichrist has actually been born and living out there, being raised in the dark black nobility, of course, if he's there, you know what else it means? It means that the false prophet has been born. That's right, because they're going to be operating together. It means that the pinnacle of satanic manifestation is upon us. It means that the frog in the kettle, that kind of quiet evolutionary approach, that kind of under the carpet seeping into culture, education, philosophies, music, art, movies, the development of the largest alternative spiritual movement in human history is here. The New Age movement. Hundreds of millions are involved. So I'm going to say to those who are believers, let me just take time out here to really encourage you. And I'm going to read you something that, again, I'm going to say is what I'm talking about. This infallible, this Spirit-given revelation of the Spirit of God, I'm saying. Now, again, here's engagement from God. Here's experience from God. Here's content. I'll tell you the address here in a second, but let me just quote. And I do quote, concerning this salvation, again, I'm quoting the language of the Spirit of God. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, referring to the Old Testament, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, listen now, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Now, if you can read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, verse 11, you have this incredible revelation of how the old prophets, Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah and the rest, how they were looking into the prophecies. Look at Daniel, how he's reading prophecy, engages God in prayer. It's one of the most engaging, supernatural, prophetic books in all the Bible outside of the book of Revelation. And maybe this week you can pour into the book of Daniel. You can pour into Matthew 24. You can pour into the book of Revelation. Millions are feeling it. Millions are talking about it. Literally billions now. And what I just read out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, these great prophets searched intently. Listen to me now. They were not lazy. They're not couch potatoes. They didn't spend 60 hours a week watching television. By the way, I just got a report. Listen, this was a national study done with 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. And how much time they spend on their computer or television games and texting combined, hours per week for young 10 to 15-year-olds on gaming and texting, 56 hours a week. More than time with family and schoolwork combined. Parents, we better get a check on all of this. We really better get a check on all of this. As you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, you're going to find out that these prophets of old, they were no slackers. Man, they came to the written grapha as the living words of God, and with the greatest of care and with intensity, they looked line upon line, sentence upon sentence. Verse 11 says this, they were trying to find out the time and the circumstances. Listen, in reference to the first coming of Christ, guess who was guiding them? Their study of the written words of God, prophetic revelation, was intense, detailed, careful. They were looking for information on the coming of Messiah. And 600 years, 700 years, even 1,000 years before Jesus came, guess who guided them? Right there in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, it tells us, as God the Holy Spirit himself says, it was the Spirit of Christ in them, operating in the prophets. We're talking about the eternal Christ. We're talking now about God the Holy Spirit. Here he's defined as the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ was guiding them, pointing them concerning these predicted sufferings of Christ and the glories, including the second coming that would follow. See, the Old Testament talks about the first coming and the second coming. The New Testament, the majority of all prophetic revelation is about the second coming. The majority of the content of biblical prophetic revelation in the New Testament is about watching out, deception, seduction, the satanic agenda. It's true. There's more about the counterfeit spirituality, the ramping up of the dark side, what Satan and demonic realms are going to be doing in the end of days. There's more information about that than the rapture, the visible return, the millennium, and the great white throne judgment put together. You want a heads up? You want to be at a spiritual cutting edge? Do you want to be able to look at culture around you with spirit-lit eyes and biblical prophetic revelation in the content of your understanding and perceptions? I think it's time for believers to become intense. I think it's time for believers to shake the dust of a seducing, fallen world off their shoulders, their minds, and their hearts. Of the old flesh, and even of the enemy's attempts to block. Now, I mentioned four things. Why do this? Well, because billions are talking about it. I literally believe that millions, hundreds of millions, can feel it coming down. Number three, because there is written content everywhere. Now, I'm talking about not only just the biblical content. I mean, Alice Bailey, guided by an ascended master, that literally operated exactly as God the Holy Spirit said they would in developing contrary, counterfeit spiritual writings, experiences, agenda, and prophecy. 21 volumes that entity guided her. And that is the vast foundation of New Age spiritual doctrine. And it has captivated hundreds of millions. Maybe someone listening tonight. Maybe someone listening to the archive. And you don't understand that in the research of that didache, that teaching, the evidence is very, very clear Not one sentence came from God, but from a non-human intelligence that is opposed to God, that is running contrary to God. And that non-human intelligence understands that its time is short. Mark down Revelation 12. You can find the answers there. The fourth thing, the reason why we're going to get into this so deep, is there's a great, great, great search. Three is there's great written content everywhere, and people are getting into all kinds of writings. Books are being written. And you know what I think? I think that's evidence of fulfilled prophecy out of Daniel about how the increase of knowledge on a technological side, but also on this spiritual side with literally didache teachings that are coming forth. Listen, I'm telling you right now, the spirits are speaking. The spirits are engaging millions. The spirits are calling and guiding and directing. The veil is very thin. And you've got to understand the reason that there is a passionate voice behind this message is that so many are swallowing everything. The razor blades you're dancing on and the Kool-Aid that's being drunk is laced with the depth of deception that was given in the garden originally when mankind fell. It's what brought about death, dying, destruction, sin, rape, disease, a fallen world, brokenness. And the spiritual deception and the offer of a spiritual alternative that was given in the beginning is now in unprecedented measure being poured out globally. And with urgency, I say, we haven't seen anything yet. The supernatural manifestations will become massive. Infiltrating the body of Christ, there will be counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. It's going to somewhat look like the real thing, but it's going to make a mockery out of Christian ministries. The content of the infiltration will be spiritually real. It will look like healings. It will look like, you know, miracles. It will look like signs. It will look like what Jesus did. It will look like what the church is supposed to be engaged in. But it's counterfeit, and it seeks with a audacity that Satan himself had when he encountered Jesus in Matthew 4. I'm going to tell believers out there, you're not protected just because you're a believer. I mean, you're protected in the sense that you have the gift of eternal life. Romans 8, no one can steal that. No demon can take it away. But in the engagement of deception to seduce you, to lead your pure and sincere, your devoted heart to Christ. Listen, you can read 2 Corinthians 11. It's all about the goal to even deceive believers, to pull them off their path. And I don't doubt that I'm speaking to some believers tonight when I say that some of you have been pulled off your path. Maybe you've got a mixture of some light-level biblical content, and you've been giving into some of the other counterfeits because it seems the same. But if you look at it long enough, you realize that it's not. When are you going to yield completely to the living Christ and let him fill your life with the Spirit of God? When are you going to take a hold of the great mission that God has given with real power from heaven, real signs and wonders, real miraculous answers to prayer, and an agenda that's compelled by the love of God so that not even one human being would perish, but that all would come to Christ? You want to be a part of the greatest spiritual outpouring in human history? That's Christ. That's the cross. That's salvation. That's the Great Commission. That's Pentecost. That's God's call to do this to the very end of the age. And Jesus said, I'll be with you to the very end of the world, the very end of the age. That's what I'm going to be a part of. That's what I'm talking about. But I understand, and I've seen experientially in the last 30 years, that the dark side has ramped up so broad, so wide, so vast, that literally billions are now seduced, and hundreds of thousands are becoming the channelers and the servants, the vessels of the spirits. The finite fallen spirits that the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, calls wicked forces in the heavenly realms. Cosmocrators. Or the Spirit of God says in Timothy 4:1, planos, these imposter spirits. They're real but wrong. They're real but lethal. They are real and will steal and help steal your soul, my friend. So listen to me tonight. Because I love you, and I love you with the love of God, the love of Christ, and tell you that there is an experience of God's mercy, grace, love, of the power of God, of gaining the wisdom and the knowledge of God that surpasses the totality, the sum total of finite spirit-given communications. So to those that might be involved, and I would imagine, because of the prayers involved, that some that have engaged themselves in the project at the University of Arizona, that's right, the Sophia Project, listen, I want you to know there's some people praying for a God-given providential encounter, praying that the deceitful veil will be stripped back and you will see these translucent, new age, angel-like engagements and encounters for what they really are. What they really are. So join me this week as tonight we're dealing with the topic, the title of tonight anyway, eschatos, meaning the last things, the end of, you know, last, final. The search for the last days. You can feel it in the air. And I can guarantee you right now that the information going to pour out of the University of Arizona's project, the Sophia Project, and they have no idea that they're leading people. If anybody's going to get involved and say, man, I want to get involved with this. I want to go to a meeting where I can engage and get in contact with extraterrestrials. Really? Is that what you really want? I can tell you some stories, but we got only about 7 minutes tonight. Let me tell you right now that the conferences that we have coming up, by the way, and I don't know, again, I really hope you will go to shatterthedarkness.net. Take a look at the conferences that are coming up in April. If you want to get intense, if you want to really, really get intense concerning biblical prophetic revelation, and take a look at the vast, massive, accurate, detailed, urgently given, urgently needed to be received prophetic revelation of Scripture, then I hope you can come. You can take a look at the newsletter, and if you don't get the newsletter, if you haven't gotten it yet today, it goes out in a series during the day, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net and pick up the newsletter, look at the top right, or you can scroll down and see about the Christian Symposium on the Paranormal there in St. Louis, April 10th and 9th and 10th, or the conference in Nashville that Tom Dunn has listed as lastdays.net. And the PDF flyers, by the way, that are out there will be good. You can download, and you can find out how to register and how to be a part. They do cost a little bit of money, and but I'm going to tell you what. I love conferences. Let me tell you what. I've been to five different schools going to courses, and I still go to courses, and I still do. That's just part of what I do. But I want you to know that conferences are great like this because people who have been experts in their field or spend a lot of time in a particular area, they bring a lot of content. in the 1 hour or 2 hours that they're given. And so when you go to conferences like this, you get a massive amount of contact. Then you get interaction, and it's going to be great. But the conference in Nashville, 23rd, 24th, the last day's conference, in the beginning, it's titled by Tom, it's entitled, "Through Many Dangers, Toils, and Snares, We've Already Come." And again, Michael Bennett from Future Quake Radio, Tom Bionic, Michael Tater, and Chris White, Nowhere to Run, and Guy Malone from Alien Resistance, Roswell, and Lynn Marzulli, Acceleration Radio. We're all going to be down there. Russ Dizdar, and we're all going to be down there. And so I hope that you'll take a look at that and maybe consider being a part. There's a way to go to that website and even interact right now as we give you a couple months to be praying about it, thinking about it, storing up a little bit of funds to get down there and doing what you can. Pray about it, man. Ask the Lord to empower you. If you want to go, man, seek the Lord. And we're praying for you to come. I'm praying all across Canada, United States, you know. We're asking that God will bring you and God will draw you and God will give you the ability to get there. And if you can't come and you want people to go, I'm sure you can contact me by email and say, you know what, I'll sponsor someone to go. I can't go, but I'll sponsor someone. And I'm sure that Tom Dunn or the one in St. Louis, Tony, Cal, and others, we can hook up your funding with people that couldn't come otherwise. And listen, it could be a great thing. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. We're engaging a week of why even talk about the last days? And are we in them? And tonight, dealing just with a simple title, The Search for the Last Days, you can feel it in the air. We're going to close out tonight with these three things. In dealing with the massive bulk of prophetic revelation out of the Scripture, every ounce given by the Spirit of God, the omniscient, omnipresent, infinite Spirit of God, you have three things. You have the accuracy and detail that is so vitally needed. You have the accuracy and detail that is so vitally needed. Number two, you have a passionate heads up to give you a cutting edge preparation. Number three, there is literally, check it out. This is something I hope you'll do. Revelation chapter 1. Whether you're a believer or not, go to Revelation chapter 1. You're going to find there's a threefold blessing. If you read it, if you read prophetic, biblical prophetic revelation, that's what it's talking about, the entire book of Revelation. Why don't you read the book of Revelation this week? Because it says you'll be blessed if you read it. If you read it out loud and hear it, you'll be blessed in hearing it. And if you keep what it says, you'll be blessed. God promises blessings. Listen, may God bless you. If you haven't come to Christ, give him your heart. Give your heart to Jesus tonight. This is Russ Dizdar. ShadowTheDarkness.net. We'll see you Tuesday night, 7 p.m.